From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House issued a terse warning Wednesday to Iran, telling it that it's being put on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shia Houthi rebels. Michael Flynn, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, said the previous Obama administration failed to respond adequately to what he called Tehran's malign actions.
President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked what's meant by putting Iran on notice.
I think we wanted to make very clear that we felt as though that their actions were both provocative and a violation, and making sure that they understood that we weren't going to sit by and not act on those actions.
Trump administration officials in a subsequent background briefing said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to its adversaries. Iran Wednesday confirmed its ballistic missile test, but its defense minister said it didn't violate the 2015 nuclear agreement or a U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed the pact. The Zimbabwean preacher who led anti-government protests last year has been arrested at Harare Airport after months abroad. Yvonne Mawarire, who headed the hashtag This Flag social media protest movement against President Robert Mugabe, has reportedly been charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. The pastor said he fled the country last July, fearing for his own safety and that of his family. Why he returned to Zimbabwe has not been made clear. This is VOA News.